Hello? This is hotel management. Just wanted to speak to you for a moment.
Hi. So sorry for bothering you, sir. You remember me from the front desk, right? I'm the hotel manager. Of course you remember. How could you forget? You were staring at me the whole time. Oh, you look as pale as a ghost. I didn't frighten you, did I? Yeah, being over 8 feet can be such a bother at times. I have to bend down just to see you through the doorframe. I didn't mean to get into your personal space. I'm just here to check up on you, see how you're doing. What do you mean? It's perfectly normal for hotel staff to check in on their guests. How else are we supposed to know if we're providing them with quality service? Well, sure, you've only just gotten your room, but it's important to make our guests feel settled in properly. Don't you think? We wouldn't want their vacation to start off on the bad foot, after all. See, you understand. So, do you need help with anything? Is the room to your liking? I could get you some extra amenities, too, if you think you're in need of them. That's sweet of you, but really, it isn't a bother. In fact, I personally enjoy taking care of our guests very much. There's nothing quite like having a small, helpless boy rely on... helping a valued guest acclimate to their new environment. Now, may I step inside? I can see that your suitcase looks like it's ready to burst. I think it would be best to start helping you unpack. You must be exhausted after your trip here, after all. Oh, sweetheart, you don't have to pay. For a very special guest like you, this service is absolutely free. No, don't get up. Mommy will get this suitcase unpacked for you. Don't you move a muscle. Oh, you look a bit flushed. I'm sorry, sir. I've always had a strong motherly instinct. It doesn't bother you, does it? Good. Don't worry about a thing, cutie. Mommy will take care of it. Actually, how about this? Hey, shh, don't freak out. I'm just picking you up for a second. Wrap your arms around my neck, just like this. Oh my, you blushing? You are too cute. Hold on to me, honey. I'm just gonna put you down, right? Over here. There. You just have a seat on the dresser and let me get your things for you. Wow. You look so tiny sitting there. Your face still doesn't even reach my chest. Oh, no. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not trying to tease. I just think it's cute. Yes, very cute. Now, let's get your things in order. I'll just cram that suitcase. Let's see. T-shirt, shorts, sandals. I think I'll just arrange these into piles. Would you like me to put them in the dresser for... Oh, see something you like, sir. Your face looks even redder than before. No, sir, I'm not mad at all. Spread your legs. So I can get into the drawers, silly. I'm just putting your clothes away. What did you think I meant? Hey, why do you keep looking away? Does it make you uncomfortable when mommy crouches down between your legs? You need to open your legs wider, sir. Here, let me help you with that. Your legs feel so nice. You don't mind me touching them, do you? Good boy. My legs feel really nice. Do you work out? Say, do you mind if I go higher? Up to your inner thigh? Such nice thighs. I think now I see something I like. Anyways, let's get these clothes put away. Put this here. There and there. And there we go. Oh, I'm just organizing your clothes by drawer, sir. Be sure you remember which one is which, okay? I've still got a couple of piles to go through, so pay close attention to what mommy's doing. Now, for the rest, socks, shoes, underwear. I think I'll just keep a pair to myself. Oh, nothing, dear. I was just thinking about how I'm going to organize this all. Okay. Now give me some room again. Good boy. I didn't even have to ask you to move your legs again. Sir, did you just put your hand on my head? Just instinct. Likely story. I didn't say you could stop. But you do have to ask mommy for permission next time. Okay. Good boy. And that's all your clothes put away. If you'd like, I can organize your toiletries as well. I saw the cologne you had in there, by the way. Very good choice. Oh, what a yawn. Are you tired, sir? Oh, my... I see. Such a long flight. The jet lag you're feeling must be so overwhelming. I think you need some rest. Here, I'll just put your suitcase aside to give us some room on the bed. And... okay. Stay still. I'm Mommy's got you. Oh, are you trying to bury your face into my neck? That tickles, though. I'm such a shy boy. Is Mommy really that intimidating? Oh? Not at all. Well, I'm happy that Sir is so comfortable around me then. In that case, you can nuzzle into me as much as you like. Anything to make Sir comfortable. Oh, you sweet boy. I don't mind in the slightest. I told you, I enjoy taking care of people. And with the way that you're clinging on to me, rubbing your small, cute frame against mine. Well, let's just say I'm getting something out of this as well. No. Let's get you to bed, sir. Such a good boy. Your partner is a very lucky person. Oh? No partner. Not seeing anyone at all. I see. Good. By the way, have I told you how adorable you are when you're embarrassed? I can feel the heat of your blush against my shoulder. And the way you hold on to me so desperately. Oh, don't be so bashful, sir. There's nothing wrong with a boy liking it when a big, strong woman carries him. Now, let's put you to bed, sleepyhead. Such a sleepy boy. I could hold you like this forever. It seems like you'd enjoy that too. That little whimper was really cute. I'm gonna lay you down on the bed now, okay? Good boy. There we go. The bed feels nice, right? Here, let me get the covers with you. What do you mean? Of course I'm gonna get into bed with you. How else am I supposed to cuddle with you? No buts, sir. You're a highly valued customer, and that means that at the end of a long, hard day, you deserve to slip into bed with a tall, loving woman who will cuddle you until you drift away into a peaceful sleep. And I'm that woman. So come here. Lay on top of me. Just like that. Head on Mommy's chest so she can play with your silky smooth hair. Good boy. Now wrap your arms around my waist. I'll lift them up for you a bit. Yeah, like that. There you go. Feels nice, doesn't it? I bet it's been an exhausting day for you. A long flight, long ride to the hotel, a long wait in the lobby for your room to be ready. And then when you finally get up here, you've got a giant woman trying to baby you. Must feel nice to finally lay down and rest your body. You really don't mind me coddling you? That's so sweet of you, sir. I can't tell you how much I've been itching to take care of someone. Being the manager of a hotel is certainly a nice gig, but you're so detached from everything. It's nice to feel connected with the customer every once in a while. Very connected. Speaking of which, how about some head scratches? Do you like that? Feel my fingers weave through your hair, massaging your scalp. Oh, you like that spot, don't you? I'm so happy you're enjoying yourself, sir. Just let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. Anything for my most valued customer. Oh, did I let that slip? Well, it is true. You are my favorite. I've never had a guest so receptive to my advances, even if you are a bit on the shy side. Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. I know your type. You always try to act so big and strong, because that's what the world told you that it wants from you. You have to be a stoic, unflappable man. But deep down, you're always tired of having to be so strong. You just want to let loose, to let yourself feel small and vulnerable and precious. You just want to feel cared for somebody strong and big and nurturing. And I can be that someone. I want to be that someone. That's right, sir. Even if it's just for your stay here, I'll be your big, strong mommy. And I'll spend as much time with you as you'd like. I'll even have somebody else do my duties if it means spending more time with you. So, what do you say? Good boy. I knew you were special. So, what would you like mommy to do first? You just want to keep cuddling. Oh, no, that's perfectly fine. Great, in fact. I just expected something a bit more... Never mind. I'd love to cuddle with you more. But let's switch it up a bit. Roll off of me. That's it. Now turn around and scoot back up against me. I'm gonna be the big spoon and cuddle you until you fall asleep. Let me wrap my arms around that delicious little body. Such a good boy. Do you like mommy's head pats? I can't help it. You deserve to be praised, to have little affirmations. I'll get you all curled up like a little baby. So small compared to me. You're just like a little teddy bear. The perfect size for hugging. It feels so peaceful, doesn't it? To be nestled up in bed with Mommy, encircled by her warmth. Do you like how my curves surround your head while I spoon you? I can feel your cheeks getting warmer again. You like getting spooned by Mommy, don't you? Oh, what a yawn. Oh, and the way you just nuzzled into my chest. Oh, so precious. Go ahead. Fall asleep whenever you'd like, sir. I'll leave once I make sure that you're fast asleep. And then I'll leave my card on your nightstand when I leave. Just call me if you'd like some more room service. Free of charge. Oh, and don't tell anyone about this, okay? This will be our little secret. You're a very important guest after all. So only the manager gets to take care of you. All those less experienced girls, they won't do it right. Only Mommy knows how to take care of such a sweet, small boy like you. Oh, you're so sleepy, baby. Speak up a bit. Oh, sir, I told you. You don't need to pay me for the... Oh? You just want to give me a tip. All right. Go on. Turn around. All right. What kind of tip are you exactly? My, how generous of you. The way you mash your soft lips against mine. Are you sure you're really that tired? I'm only teasing. Even if it takes all night, I'll cuddle with you until you finally rest. Worry about a thing. Mommy's gonna take such good care of you during your vacation here. I hope you enjoy your stay.